Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. I'd like to welcome everybody to our September 7th and 8th board meeting here in Monterey. Ms. Hewitt, would you like to do roll call?
Thank you. Monica Hunter?
Present.
Daniel Press?
Present.
Gary Shellcross?
Here.
Russell Jeffries?
Present.
Jeffrey Young?
Present.
Leslie Bowker?
Present.
And John Hayashi? Not here. Did you mention him?
Thank you. I forgot Mr. Hayashi.
Okay. Mr. Briggs, would you like to do introductions?
Thank you. We just heard from Carol Hewitt, Executive Assistant, and seated next to Carol Hewitt is Michael Thomas, Assistant Executive Officer. We have other staff that we will be introducing as their items come up. However, as I mentioned in the audience a moment ago, if you could please fill out the testimony cards, and we have, Burton, I think, has some, and Chris Adair has some of those available. So if you haven't received one already, if you could fill those out and turn those into staff, I'd appreciate it. And I see that our liaison from the State Water Resources Control Board, Mr. Gary Wolf, has arrived. Glad to see you. Thanks for being here. And speaking of State Board members, it's customary to mention any former State Board members who might be in the audience, or any former Regional Board members who might be in the audience. In this case, it's a State Board member. Mark Del Piero is here, formerly the State Water Resources Control Board. Thanks for joining us. I mentioned the restrooms are out this way, and board members, I don't know if you've noticed, but the microphones have a little button here for deactivating them if you'd like to do that. And seated to my left from the State Water Resources Control Board also is our counsel, Ms. Lori Oaken. We have supplemental sheets for the items that we're discussing this afternoon. And those are materials that have been prepared after the agenda itself was ready. So if you're interested in these items and you have not received those supplemental sheets, we do have extra copies. So first of all, for item number four, which is the perchlorate sites, we have several supplemental sheets. Several of those were letters, correspondence that the City of Morgan Hill requested us to provide for the board members, as well as some other correspondence. And then for item six, executive officer's report, we have a supplemental sheet that actually says items six and seven. Item seven is the low threat and general discharge cases. And the reason it says six and seven is because we received several comments that address both the Moss Landing Power Plant and the desal permitting. So it was almost impossible to separate those, so we combined those in a supplemental sheet. So we have that available. And item seven, like I said, is the two different desal projects. And that's it for our supplemental sheets for this afternoon. Thank you.
Okay. If anyone is anticipating addressing the board during our public comment period, I just wanted you to know that that time slot is during tomorrow's meeting. I believe at 1 o'clock or after 1:30.
1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock. So in case anyone is sitting here waiting for the public comment period to happen today, it's not going to happen today, but it'll happen tomorrow. Okay, why don't we move on to agenda? Yes. No, the public does get to comment on any item on today's agenda. So six and seven, everybody will get to comment on that. But we have a different time slot set aside for those that wish to address the board on items not on the agenda.
Thank you.
And that'll happen tomorrow. Okay.